And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. A little off schedule here somewhat, but we try to get all of our guests in here this hour. Travis Dierenfeld joins us next. He's from GI Consultants. And good morning, Travis.
Hi. Thanks for having me on the show.
We're pleased to do so. I understand the month of March, even though all we're talking this month is coronavirus, COVID-19, it's also Colon Cancer Awareness Month.
That's correct. During the month of March, we're just trying to promote people and make people aware that colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States, and it's a preventable cancer for most people. And so it's important to get out there and talk to your primary care doctors and have screening tests done and things to help prevent that.
Tell me a little bit more about GI Consultants. Do you guys and how you guys are a part of this?
Sure. I'm a gastroenterologist, and so in my individual practice, there's myself and Dr. Molly Disbro, which many people in the community may remember as Molly Lindquist, but she is from Manhattan, grew up here, and has come back to Manhattan now and practicing as a – so we're both board-certified gastroenterologists. So part of what we do is help educate people in the community and about colon cancer and what their options are for prevention of colon cancer. And the primary tool for that is a screening colonoscopy.
And when is a good time to start testing for that?
It's something that is variable. And so for patients that are asymptomatic, they have no family history, they have no symptoms, then routinely we start at age 50 for Caucasians. But something that a lot of people don't know is that for African Americans, we actually start 5 years earlier at age 45. So for asymptomatic patients that don't have any symptoms at all, age 45 if you're African-American or age 50 for Caucasians. For patients with family histories, it's important to have those screening done earlier. And so for some people, that means as early as 40 and sometimes even earlier than that. So if you have a mom, dad, brother, sister that had colon polyps or colon cancer, the minimum age would be the maximum age would be age 40. Or 10 years before they were diagnosed. So say if you had a brother that was diagnosed with a colon polyp at age 45, then you should start having your screening starting at age 35. So it's 10 years before that, what we call the index case.
And a lot of I know there's been a lot of research done into this. There's no cure, unfortunately. But I know a lot of stuff can be done less invasively now. There's home test kits and such, right?
As far as for screening options, there are different options for screening for colon cancer. The colonoscopy is still the gold standard, and the reason for that is because the colonoscopy actually prevents cancer. And so when you go in and you find a precancerous polyp or growth, then you can remove it, and that will prevent that from turning into cancer down the road. And so most polyps start off as a slow, small growth, and then it progresses and turns into cancer over a 5 to 10 year period. So the ideal time is to do it before you have symptoms, remove it, and prevent it.
All right. We have a caller with a question.
Sure.
Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning. I'm 80, and my primary doctor has told me I don't need to have colonoscopies anymore. What do you feel about that, Dr. Dierenfeld?
I think it should be something that should be taken on an individual basis. Medicare came out with a recommendation a few years back that said if you started your screenings at age 50, you had them every 10 years, you didn't have any polyps, and you have no risk factors, meaning no family history of colon polyps or cancer, then you stop the screening after the age of 75. My general thought is that part of that was part of the Obamacare package that they're trying to reduce the cost of screening as people get older. I think if you're healthy and you're doing well and there's no underlying medical issues or things that would prevent you from living, which, of course, we don't know that. So I still recommend it for people that are healthy and doing well. It's still covered by Medicare, so it's not an issue. It was just a recommendation. And unfortunately, lots of people remember that recommendation at how old you need to be when you don't need to have one, but they forget the age 50 when you should start having them. So.
Okay,
I think it's something to discuss with your primary care doctor, and it's something that the two of you can decide and move forward from there. The other thing you had mentioned was what other tests are available. One is the Cologuard test, and so that's the one I think you're referring to. You can arrive in a box at your home. I actually saw the commercial for the first time, I think during the Super Bowl last year, and it made me so excited I wanted to go out and get one. But unfortunately, the test isn't as good as we would like it to be. I think eventually they're going to develop a test that you can do like that that's going to be really good, and it will detect precancerous polyps and growths before they turn into cancer. But the current test doesn't meet those criteria. Basically, it will find cancer if you have it about 94% of the time. But if you do the test, and even if you have colon cancer, it still misses it 6% of the time. So you can have the test and still have cancer, and you don't know that because you just assume that everything's okay because of the test came back negative. The other important thing to remember about the Cologuard test is that it misses polyps about 60% of the time. So it only picks up polyps 40% of the time, and the polyp is what you want to find in order to prevent the colon cancer. So it's all about prevention, staying healthy, preventing those end-stage complications or problems in the actual development of cancer. So that's where the colonoscopy comes in, because we can detect them, remove them, take care of everything at the same time.
Mm. And, of course, a lot of people don't know that they have it unless they're usually if there's a family history. What about men versus women? Both can get it.
Right. There's no distinguishing between men and women, so it's the same rate.
Okay. As far as other topics here related to Colon Cancer Awareness Month, what else should people know?
Well, there's a lot of barriers and stigma to it. It's becoming a lot more popular. They kind of called it the Katie Couric effect several years ago because she made people more aware of it. But, you know, the biggest issue is doing the bowel prep the night before. We just have to clean yourself out. And, yeah, that's not the most pleasant thing. But if you do it, everything looks normal in the colonoscopy. You don't need another one for 10 years. If we find polyps or growth, then you need it in 3 to 5 years, and depending on the size and number of polyps and things like that. So I think part of it is just overlooking some of those barriers and just realizing that, you know, it's not as invasive or as cumbersome as people think.
All right. I have another caller here with a question. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, I was just going to tell the doctor, I had colonoscopy done when I was 68. And everybody said, well, you're going to have polyps. Well, I was completely clean. Now, 10 years later, probably going to get another one. But, see, I eat a lot of vegetables and a lot of fruit and, you know, do a lot of exercise. So, I mean, I think that's got a lot to do with it. I mean, if you eat a bunch of junk, you're probably going to wind up getting in bad shape unless you got the hereditary propensity to have it.
Right. Obviously, exercise, diet, and those sorts of things are going to be your best things to stay healthy overall. Unfortunately, when it comes to colon cancer, they haven't found that any of those things, at least in studies, have shown that that reduces your risk significantly. And so 30 to 40% of people that we do a colonoscopy on, we find precancerous polyps and growths when we do them over the age of 50. So 30 to 40% of people have them. And so it's still a pretty common condition, a common disease. So even if you're doing all those things, it's still important to do that. But having the screening test and doing, you know, just like other types of screening tests is another additional thing that you can do to stay healthy, along with the diet and exercise and things along those lines.
Well, Doctor, where can people get more information if they want to learn more?
Obviously, they can, if they Google colon cancer awareness, and that's where they're going to get the most information. There's lots of information on the internet. The ACG has a website, and I'm sorry, the ASGE. So ASGE.org is a good resource, and there's some patient information on there. So ASGE.org, and that's the American Society of Gastrointestinal Endoscopy.
All right. He's Dr. Travis Dierenfeldt, enlightening us here about Colon Cancer Awareness Month during the month of March. He's with GI Consultants. Thank you so much for telling us more.
Thank you very much.
Stay tuned. More In Focus after this on K-Man.